Okay, excuse me, we're starting Siman Kuf Yud Aleph today. Last time was just an introduction. It's a long halacha. If you want to read it on the screen, feel free. And the halacha says like this. Call Sheikha Shalabi Kacham, any Sheikha made by Goy. For now, we'll translate the word Sheikha as beer. But we'll see more as we speak about what Sheikha means. And the Machabe says, Echot Sheikha Shal Tmarim, or Shal Ta'inim, or Shal Sa'irim, or Shal Tvua, or Shal Dvash, whether it's made of any of these different things. There's a Gro who explains why the Machabe says it in such an interesting order. At first glance, it doesn't have any logical order to it. But anyway, any of these things, as we saw last time in our introduction, you could make alcoholic beverages out of anything, any of these things. Anything that has sugar or starch in it, you can make alcoholic beverages out of. So the din is, Asim Shum Chasimus. You know how to eat these items because it could lead to intermarriage. The Eina Asr, now, next part is, the Eina Asr, this that's Asr, El Bamakam Mechir Asr. It's only Asr in the place where you sell it, which is to say a store where they sell, like a bar, or even in a supermarket, in the place where they're selling it, that's where it's Asr. Abom Hevi HaShecher LeBeisoy, Vishaseim Shom, if you bring the Shecher to your house and you drink it, Mutter, you're allowed to drink that, that's okay. The real Isser is because you might eat by the guy, and therefore it's only Isser in the place where they sell. Next piece, the loy Isser. We're going to explain more of these details as we go on, a lot today and more in future times. The loy Isser el kashkave atzmi lishtos. The only Isser is when you make yourself, you settle in to drink. Kederach shavim kave b'shtia, the way people do when they want to sell in for a drink. Avo. If you just happen to pass by and get a drink, then it's okay. We'll explain more about that also today. If a person has a staying at a guy's house, means he's there for a while, then the house is as if it's his house, and therefore you're allowed to drink over there. Because it's as if it's your house. You're not drink, the issue is only in his house, not in your house. And in this case, or in other case, or you're allowed to send and order in sheikhar from people in town because it's coming to your house. It's not coming to the guy's house. Okay. And then the Ramah ends off, which we'll talk about the Ramah also. The yesh matirin b'sheikhar shal dvash u'tvua v'chein noigim l'hokubim d'yizil. The Ramah says, even though Mechaber had said it's usher in all these different cases, and Mechaber had a whole bunch of things, how you now make Sheikha out of all these different types of materials, the Ramah says the meaning by us is that we're makel to allow Sheikha from all these things. Okay, so where did all this come from? Okay, so that he really means everything, we'll see in a second, but he means everything. He means just about everything. Okay, so this comes from this whole thing comes from a Gemara, as you can imagine, and the Gemara says this, because it can lead to chasness. Now, this is Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, which comes right after Siman Kuf Yud Beis and Kuf Yud Gimel. Kuf Yud Beis and Kuf Yud Gimel are about Pas Akum and Bishul Akum, okay? And they are also Asim Shem Chasnus, that's why this thing is here. Those are Asim Shem Chasnus, Pas Akum and Bishul Akum, and so too is Kuf Yud Aleph, Asim Shem, as we saw, the Gemara says it, and the Shacharach mentioned it, it's Asim Shem Chasnus. But the issue of Pas and Bishul Akum is different than the issue that we have here of Shechar. Okay, they're not the same, which is to say, passing Bishul Akum or Asur, no matter what. Okay, it doesn't make a difference whether you eat it in his house or in your house. Over here, this thing we saw, we'll find out more what it means, but it's only Asur in Malkam Lechirasa, it's only Asur in certain places, but in other places it's Mutta. That's not like Bishul Akum. If a food is Bishul Akum, you can't eat it any place. There's a difference where you want to eat it. And the other side is that in passing Bishul Akum, there's a kula, that if the yid has something to do with the cooking, if he has something to do with the preparing of the food, then the food becomes mutter. It's only usher if the guy does it completely. When the yid has a chelik in it, then it's mutter. In contrast, by us, there's no such kula. The fact that the yid helped in making the beer, the sheikh would have nothing to do with it. Okay? It's just the question is, if you're buying it from the guy and eating it in his place, then it's usher. Whether you eat it, whether you had something to do with making it or not, has nothing to do with anything. Okay. We'll actually see a dinim, a couple of dinim, about a yid who makes beer has his own special halachas to it, but in these kind of dinim, it makes no difference. Excuse me. Now, one thing that they have in common is that even though the issur is mishum chasmus, the issur is because it could lead you to become too friendly with the guy and it could lead to intermarriage. The issur doesn't depend on you eating it with the guy. Okay, the Gemara, the Isser here is to eat at the Mokka Mechirasa. The Isser is not, doesn't make a difference whether the Goy is there or not. I mean, it doesn't make a difference if it's a social setting that you're eating with a person. The food is Asr, Chazal Asr, the food is Asr, and whether he's there or he's not there, it doesn't make a difference, even though it's Mishum Chasas, even though it has to do with feeling close to this person and that can lead to problems, it's Asr anyhow. Okay, and it happens to be, the Gemara uses the word Shecher Shel Akum. Okay, and our Gemara talks about it, it's a Shecher Shel Akum. But it's being understood that it doesn't mean Shecher Shel Akum, but it means Shecher with an Akum. Okay.
When it says at the beginning, Avohim Hevi HaShecher LePesai, whose house is it referring to?
To the Jews' house. If you brought it back to your own home, if you brought it to your house. Okay.
This house would be
I'm about to explain this. Okay. I'm going to explain that. Give me a minute. I'm going to get to that in a second. Okay, now. This Gemara that talks about this starts off with the following words. Okay, the Gemara starts off saying, "Mibnei ma asu sheikh shalav dikacham." Okay, that's the Gemara that starts off like that. Why is sheikh shalav dikacham asu? Okay, this hasn't been in the Gemara. The Gemara has different things that it talks about that. So Frektasis, he says, "Mibnei ma asu sheikh shalav dikacham." He says, "This is the second paragraph of Avodah Zarah. This is in the middle of the second paragraph of Avodah Zarah, and that paragraph has got a lot of things that are asu." Having to do with goyim, all kinds of foods and things that are mutter or usher if they come from a goy. And guess what? In none of those mishnayos or none of the brises or any place earlier does it say that shechar is usher. Okay, it's not listed as a food that's usher. Like bishul, pas is listed in the mishnah. You now eat their pas, and now eat the bishlach and it says v'ashlokers. Okay, that means you now eat bishlach. But it doesn't say the word shechar in any of the mishnayos or any brises or anything earlier. So where's the gemara coming to ask? To ask the question, it says, why are they asur? Who told you that they did asur? What's the makar that it is asur in the first place? That's Tyson's kash. And Tyson says this, it must be, he says, it must be that the Gemara knew that there was a takana keduma, there was an earlier takana to make it asur. It's not a mission or a brisa. He says, but it must be that they knew there was such an asur, because the Gemara makes it as if it's like obvious. It is asur, of course, but neima asur, and then it goes on to explain why they asur. Okay, that's how Tyson says. Okay? The Rashbam says not like that. The Rashbam says that itaka there's no takana. There was never such a takana that to not eat shecher. That's why it's not listed in the Mishnah. But it was a grassroots kind of thing. People realize that if they drink in bars and with goyim, it could lead to problems. And therefore, people on their own stopped doing this. And that led to the point that to the Gemara is asking, how can we see that everybody doesn't eat it? How can the Rashbam? He said, how can we see that everybody doesn't drink? Everybody doesn't drink. Why is everybody doing that? Where did this come from, this like admitting that people are doing this such a thing? Okay? And it's reflective of some people who heard that this is my topic for today. They said, I'll give the share. Of course you can't drink in a bar. Of course. From Hashkafa. They were like, of course you can't drink in a bar. Obviously, it's kosher. He said, they said to me, I'll give the share. You stay home. I'll give the share. Okay? But, and because, so the Rashbam learned that that's what it was, but people just on their own, realize that they shouldn't do this, okay? So there's a, for what it's worth, I'm going to show you, okay? The Gemara that we have says, Mitnei ma omru, Mitnei ma osru shecher shalav, okay? That's not the Rashbam's gears. The Rashbam's gears is, Mitnei ma omru shecher shalav osru.
No, that wasn't censored.
What do you say? Because the Rashbam,
they always use the censor.
I'm not talking about the word goyim or tichom. I'm focusing on the word asru and amru.
Oh, no.
Okay, asru and amru. Okay,
that's the
get this. I'm focusing on the word asru. That the Tosis has someone argues that asru, that someone asru this thing. So Tosis, who asru this thing? Okay, and the Rashbam's gears is neima amru. What do they say? The Rashbam says, if the Gemara would have said neima gozru, then it would be really strange because there's no gzer any place. He says that's why the Gemara didn't say neima gozru or asru. He says the Gemara used the word neima amru because it's just a thing that people say. Okay, that's what the Rashbam says. Okay, the Rashbam makes that deal himself. I mean, he doesn't say we have a different gears. He says, had we had a gears like that, then it wouldn't be like what I was saying. Okay. 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 So, I told you that the issue is to eat it in the place where the goy sells it. Okay? Now, the Gemara has two shittas about that din, about what it means. It's for sure only usher the makam mechirasa in the place where you sell it. But the Gemara has two shittas as to whether what happens if you took the shechar out of the guy's store or out of his house but you didn't get to your house. Okay. One Man Yom HaGemara says that it's usher until you get it to your house. And the other Man Yom HaGemara says, no, as soon as you leave the guy's house, then it becomes mutar. Okay, which is to say, one holds the isser is to eat it in his house, and the other one holds it's only mutar in your house. Okay, so the nafkamina is, what happens if it left his house and didn't get to your house? That's the machlokes in the Gemara, which way it is. What happens if it left his house but you didn't get to your house yet? Okay, but that's a shaila, how the takana is. Is it a takana to not eat in the guy's house, or is it a takana to only eat in the Jew's house? Okay, so that's the machlokes. Rishonim have different shittas about this. The Mechaber said, the Mechaber said is, it's mutter when you bring it back to your house, being machmir. So I'll mention to you that the Rashba that I mentioned to you before, and says like this. He said, if this would be a plain old Issa Drabanan, he says, then there's a machlokes in the Gemara, there's no clear psak which way it is, so we would say, Safa Drabanan Lekula. He says, if it was just a good old fish in Takana, there's no clear raya which one way or the other, we would say Safa Drabanan Lekula, and it would just be usher in the guy's store or in his house, but if you once you left the store, it would be mutter. That's what Rashi says. He says, but since this is not a Takana, this is not an Issa Drabanan, this is that people realize that it could lead to problems, he says, so a person should be more careful. It's sort of like the people had this feeling that it's stay further away from them. Drinking the sheikha from the guy is could lead to problems. So the further we stay away, the better. He says, and therefore the Rashi says you should be machmir and not drink until you get to your house. It's a machlokes nigmar. He says, usually we'd be makel, but for over here, since that's the kind of feeling this whole Isra has with, you should wait till you get to your house.
Sometimes
the Chacham say, don't do this thing. It's unless people develop a minute. It's like saying, we're getting close to Pesach. What they're saying is, can you eat kidneys? Kidneys is a thing that people started doing. They started eating kidneys. The Gemara says you're allowed to eat kidneys. But people started not eating it.
You were allowed to eat kidneys then.
Right. I mean, but it wasn't like they came out and made a formal takana. People stopped eating to the point that when a lot of people doing it, that's what a minute is, and people doing it. So that's what sort of this has became. But it became formalized when the Gemara Taka talked about it and just brought in all the way to place. And that's the analogy that at this point, it's essentially it's also. But it's that started from
like braces on Khmer Lasmas.
That's correct. So it started from the ground up rather than from the top down. Okay. So just some questions. I'm assuming all the same way on this. What happens if the guy drinks it in the Jew's house instead of the Jew drinking in the guy's house? Okay. The issue is we shouldn't be drinking together, seemingly. What happens if so it seems to me like the whole issue is to eat the guys. It doesn't say it's to eat the Jew's house, even though you would imagine, seemingly, that the chassis would be the same. What about if the guy owns the bar and the yid is serving, or the other way around, the yid owns the bar and the guy is serving? Does that make a difference? What happens if it's a...
Back to your question, what happens if the guy eats in the Jew's house? In those days, it just wasn't heard of such a thing. Probably.
And the other way around? Huh? And the other way around, that you should go drink and...
There's no, for sure. He's going over to him about the taxes that he has to pay, or things like that. To have the guy come into his house...
Okay, well, so that's what you said. I didn't live there. But Yossi says, don't fuck it. He says, of course, because he didn't own the hotels. You know how many stories have we came back? He didn't went in, and the guy came by, so the guy came to the Yid's house. That's his house. That's welcome with Hirasa. Yes. Okay. And what happens? What about is it for a lady to drink? We're worried about chasnas. What would it be? Is it higher? It is. Is that the same issur of chasnas? Okay. So let's go on. So the Gemara says that the issur of this issur of sheikha is only in certain places. Okay, Makom Mechiras. That's what the Gemara says. Comes along the Rosh and adds something on that's not in the Gemara. Okay, he sounds like he's saying it just misfar. I don't know what the makor is to this thing. Okay, and it's really what we saw at the end of the din. I'll go back the screen if you want. The end of the din, which is that the issur is, it's in the second paragraph there. The issur is only if you're kaveya atzmi lishtais. Okay, the Gemara does not say that. Okay? The Gemara says is you can't drink in Malkum Mechirasa. The Gemara has Malchukas. What happens if you left the house and you didn't get to your house yet? That's a Malchukas. The Rosh says is, what you see here in the Shulchan Aruch, is that the only answer is if you're kaveh atzmi lishtes. But if you just happen to be drinking, if you happen to not, if you're not kaveh, you're just derech aroi, then it's mutter.
And
then,
what? What's the Rosh of the Gemara?
Is what?
You have to be well, and if you drink on the way,
because you're saying once you're out of the guy's, once you're, that's a good question. That's a good question. I don't know the answer. You're saying it should be totally in that. If the answer is,
the is only after it's mutter even happening. This whole thing is only mutter after the lock is there. It's mutter.
It's only mutter in your house. So you think sit is only mutter in my house? Now we can clear about whether.
No,
it's
not even not in your house.
Right. Yeah. We go to Lachumra. We go Lachumra that you have to bring it back to your house.
Oh.
Luchavis is Machmer. So the Rush says such a thing. That's what, now, I have to tell you something, that when I saw the Rush, it wasn't clear to me. I don't know where it came from, that's for sure. But more than that, I don't know where it came from. He's saying the Kula. The Gemara said, you're not allowed to eat. And he's saying, yes, you are under certain circumstances. The Gemara didn't say that. Okay, he's saying, under certain circumstances, when it's Derech Haroi, you're allowed to eat it. The Rosh doesn't... to me, it wasn't clear what it meant that you're allowed to eat it Derech Haroi until I saw Chacham Sadim. Okay, when Chacham Sadim brings it, he gives the opposite. The case that's mutter. The Rosh says, you're only allowed to eat it if it's Kavei Atzim Lishtais, but if you do it, okay, so exactly what that meant was not clear to me until I saw the Chacham Sadim. Okay, to me, the Chacham Sadim made it more clear. The Chacham Sadim says that the case that it's mutter is when you're nichnas lebeis ha'akum lishtos mishum tzame. I probably didn't pronounce that word right. Okay, that means to say it's like this: if you go kavei atzmi lishtos, means you went in for a drink. Okay, you went in to sit down and have a drink. Like you think of a person going into a bar. People don't go into a bar because they're thirsty. People go into a bar because they want a drink. They want to sit down. It's experience. You go down to have a drink. That's what's awesome. But if you just go there because you're thirsty, I needed a Pepsi. So I went inside and then what they had was shaker. So I bought a shaker. That's okay. So when the Rosh says that it's mutter b'derech the akroy or b'derech aroy, it means this: you weren't kadeh. You didn't settle in. I need a drink. You were thirsty, you had to buy something, so you walked in, the guy bought something to drink. Okay. That's how the Chacham Sadim explains the opposite, or what the case that the Rosh said is mutter. So...
What?
You're explaining the Rosh's mutter. I'm not explaining to you, I just told you that. I don't know what the Rosh... No, I'm just understanding it. I'm not explaining it. No, I can't tell you where it came from. So the Rosh just says it as is. Other people shouldn't bring it also. They say, it's only also like this and not like that. The Gemara says nothing like that. There's no... And they don't tell you where they got it from in the Gemara. They're just like a svara that can be makel about certain cases.
So how do you know that? You don't. You can drink it on the derech.
So that was a good question. I don't know. So what if it's only if the issur is only when you're kaveh atzmi, when I'm walking outside in the street, I'm not kaveh atzmi. Okay, I'm not sure. That's a good question. I don't.
The Rashi is the one that says to be machmer.
Says machmer what?
The
Rosh is machmer. I think the Rosh is machmer. So I don't remember. I think this is a Rosh. This comes from a Rosh. And the Machara was machmer on both of them. The machmer, so he was machmer about going to your house, and then he was maker to say that when you're on the road, when you're b'derech aroy, you're allowed to do it.
I'm wondering if one's the Rosh, one's the Rosh.
Okay. I think the Rosh is machmer about the other, but I don't remember. Okay.
I was about to say that.
Okay. So if the person goes, I was about to say that. Okay. Probably because when I was working on this, it was right around the Super Bowl, but maybe we'll throw it in yet. So the person sits down there and he goes into the stadium, and so he's in the Beis HaKochavim, and he goes there, and he gets a drink. Okay? So is that person kaveh atzmi lishtos, or is that person drinking because he's thirsty? Okay, so I wasn't sure. No. Even if you're not in your house, if you go there just because you're thirsty, then you're allowed to drink. That's what the Rosh said. So I thought that the person, the Etzem is there to watch the game, okay? And while he's there, it so happens that he wants a drink, okay? So it sounded to me like it was more the Derech HaRoi. I wasn't sure. You could see the other way. It's part of the whole thing about, he's not here. Yeah, he's not here. But part of going to the game is having a drink. Maybe that's like part of the...
He's Kabur there. Okay, he wasn't conveying himself for Shti. He conveyed himself for Sudas, but Sudas, I don't know, whatever, Sudas Lechem. And I drink, he's saying you come over.
Okay, so that's part of the same question. Very good.
I don't think it's a question. Why
not? Not Mechirasu, why not?
No, the bar, the purpose is to sell things to drink. Over here, the person who washes with Gangada, you know, why he's watching the ball, he's telling me.
Probably you never went to a football game. Okay, so it's okay. It's a positive thing, just not in this case. Okay, so now, I'm going to tell you, there's a very interesting thing in the Beis Yosef. Maybe it's a riot to the Shire. I'm not sure if it's a riot or it's not a riot. It's a very interesting thing in the Beis Yosef. I just tell you what the Rush says. Okay, and the Torah, of course, you can imagine, brings the Rush. Okay, so the Beis Yosef says, you know, Torah, you didn't quote the Rush exactly correctly. Okay, he has a whole thing to tell you. You know, the Torah didn't quote the Rush correctly. Okay, look what it says. This is what the Torah says. I'm sorry, wrong screen. The Torah says that what the Rush really says is the person was kaveh atzmo l'shtiyah, kederach shehayu regilim l'kaveh atzmo l'shtiyah. Okay, and when the Torah says it, he says the person was kaveh atzmo l'shtiyah, kederach she'adlo kaveh b'shtiyah. Okay, so I'm looking at this and I'm scratching my head. I'm saying, you're right. It's not an exact quote. They just need to tell me. Why do you need to tell me that? You know, he says, you know, the Torah didn't get it exactly right. That's not what the Rosh says. So, what I thought was, like this.
See, he doesn't say, what are you trying to
find out? No, he said, Torah, you didn't get it right. It's not a right quote. I mean, come on, it's awfully close, right? I mean, come on, it's almost exactly the same thing. So I thought, I don't know, that when the Torah said that the person was kaveh Bishtir, maybe I'm reading this incorrectly, that means that the person was kaveh, his drinking was the kliyah. Like when you go to a bar, they may serve food at a bar, but a bar is for drinking. He went to the bar to get a drink. He was kaveh Bishtir. And so according to if the way the tour had said it over, means it's only also if you go in there to get the drink. So if you go to the stadium, or if you go to the restaurant and you're having a whole meal, and along with the meal they serve you from Sheikhar, you say, I didn't come here for a drink, I came here to watch a game, I came here to eat supper. And the drinking is part of just what's happening. So to which the Beis Yosef is saying, that's not what the Rosh said. The person was kaveh lishtiyah means is he was kaveh himself, and shtiyah is part of what that thing is going on there, and in which case, it includes all these cases would be usher there. So in other words, he's pointing out, if I'm reading this correctly, it's a subtle dig, I'm not sure if I'm right even, that the person's kaveh, bishti is kaveh, with shtiyah, that the kviyas is the shtiyah, then it's very limited. It's only us in very few cases. If you say kaveh atzmi lishtois, he's kaveh atzmi, that includes with it the shtiyah to it, would include the stadium and the restaurant cases also.
Maybe it's the opposite. I was thinking lishtiyah, I came here for the purpose of
shtiyah. I thought it was better than this. So you might be able to read the other way. Something's going on, and it was odd to me that no one says anything. The Beis Yosef just brings this thing. He says, you know, this is a thing that he doesn't say correctly. Sure, awfully, almost the same to me. Like, what does he want from my life? Okay, so something is going on there. I thought maybe that's maybe a deep, and maybe if everyone thinks that he is the opposite, then he thinks you're allowed to drink in the stadium. Okay, so I'm not sure. Okay, it wasn't clear. But this Shiloh to me is, but that to me is
the first place.
That was from people at the beginning. I told you at the beginning who said we don't have anything to talk about. Okay, so that's the question here is when we said it, the person has to be kaveh as opposed to someone who's just drinking. Whether it includes things like this, where the drinking is just part of the experience and not the whole thing. Okay, now our last thing to talk about, excuse me, is what the Chavis said first, which was which beverages are included. Okay, the Gemara uses the word shecher. And we saw that last time when we spoke in our introduction, we said that the word shekhar can mean lots of things. Okay, the word shekhar is from the same sheresh as the word to be mishaker, to become like to become drunk. It's intoxicating.
It's not beer.
So the Rishonim point out, Price can point out, and it's a Rashbam that says that when the Gemara uses the word shekhar, it's referring to shekhar tamar. Okay, it means beer made out of dates, okay, which is, I told you, if you take anything with sugar in it, you could ferment it into alcohol. So if you take dates, have lots of sugar in them, okay, that's dvash of Torah, is dvash from tomorrow. If you squeeze dates and you put some yeast into it, you'll have what we call date beer, okay? And the Rashbam says, and others point this out, that in the times of Chazal, the word shecher meant shecher tomorrow. That was the standard way that they made shecher. Okay? And the Gemara actually says that has very specific words for other kinds of beers. Okay, the Gemara says if you make beer at a bar like we do, it's called presuma. Okay? It so happens the Gemara, they used to make it with hops also. Okay, but it's called prizuma. Okay? And if you make it out of figs, it's called te'ini, that we understand, from the word te'inim. Okay? And you make it out of berries, it's called asni, from the word snail, like from bushes. Okay? So there are names for those specific things, but the generic word shecher, the generic word shecher meant shecher tamar. Okay? So, some hold, some Rishonim say, and the Gemara said that the issue is to eat shecher. The issue is to eat shecher. It only means shecher tomorrow. That's the only thing that's usher. Okay. And others said, no. The Gemara talked about what they happened to be drinking. Okay. What they happened to have was shecher tomorrow. So they used the word shecher. But what's the difference? The chashash is the same. The interaction with people and the way people become friendly over alcoholic beverages. What's the difference? It's made of dates or barley or 100 other things. What should be the difference?
Okay. Last week you
talked about
Yayim
v'Shecher, but
is that different?
No, so we saw that the word Shecher means anything intoxicating, seemingly. But in Lashon Chazal, that's not what the word Shecher means. And the word Shecher meant, for them meant date beer. That's what it meant. So is it specific? They happened to, date beer is what they drank. That's what they called the generic Shecher. So is that what they meant? Well, did they mean everything? That was just the example they were using. That was the common example. Okay. So you could imagine, that this question is totally in the Rajba and Tosfos that I said to you before, that the Rajba who says that it's an issue from what people on their own decided, they realized we shouldn't be doing this, then it would apply whatever they happen to be today. Nobody in Chicago that we know of drinks date beer, but we would apply it to barley beer because that's what we drink. If it was a communal thing, we would apply everything, and you would think that according to Tosfos, that if an issue from the Chacham, the Chazal got up and said, don't drink this thing, it's a style of Isur and Drabanan that it only applies to what they said. If they said it on date beer, they said it on date beer. Okay, you can imagine that. Okay? Except that Tosfos says it applies to all things. Okay, Tosfos happens to say it, two or three Tosfos later says it applies to all things, not just to Shecher. Don't think it only to Shecher. Tomorrow it applies to all beer. The Rashi doesn't say. The Rashi doesn't say what he calls about the Shiloh. But Tosfos says that. So it's not obviously, so within Shitas Tosfos, obviously there's two ways to do it. Even if is a Takana, is a Takana for everything, or is a Takana just for specific things? Okay, the Rambam says it applies to all. We're going to see there's a raya from Halacha Gimel. I'm not going to say it today. There's a raya from Halacha Gimel also that applies to all Yisurim. The Rambam learned Pshat in the Gemara, not exactly what the Gemara says, like this also. So the Rambam and the Mechaber you saw already beforehand said that it applies to all things. So it means is if according to them. If the issur is to drink any kind of beer, it would apply to drinking whiskey also. If you remember last time I told you that whiskey is really just essentially beer that's concentrated. Okay, it's the same thing. It's made alcohol the same regular way, and then you concentrate it. So Rabbi Shechter said, he says, so if shecher is usher, so it doesn't actually change Shulchan Aruch that you can't drink whiskey, but whiskey is just concentrated shecher. So if shecher is usher, if you hold like the Mechaber that everything is usher, all alcoholic beverages, then whiskey is just another version of beer, just different style of making beer. But therefore, for a Sephardi, he wouldn't be allowed to do that. Okay, if Sephardi would have this, he wouldn't be allowed to eat all these, drink any of these foods unless he brought it back to his house. But the Ramah says, the end of the Ramah says, when the Ramah said, V'yesh matir m'shecher shel dvash v'tfua, he meant is all these things, okay? The Gemara talks about also why he only picked on those two, but he really means all of them, and he means is, the only iser is on shecher tomorrow. The Ramah doesn't use those words, but that's what the Ramah means. He's being make, the mimic is to be make like those showing him that it's only for shecher tomorrow, but all other types of alcoholic beverages on water. That's what the Ramah is saying is. Based on that is why we or other hashkachas would give a hashkacha on a restaurant that had a bar type setup in it. Okay? Even if a guy owned a restaurant and they had a bar type setup in the restaurant, we would let them have hashkacha, even though a yid who walks in there who's drinking at the bar is drinking in the Beis Shal Kacham. He's drinking in the guy's bar. He's drinking there. The Mechaber would not allow it. If you're a Sephardi, you can't come to that restaurant. Okay, forget about the Bishalachim bombs. You can't go to that part of the restaurant, if it's owned by a guy, because you're eating in the house of the Kohen, the Malkam Mechirasa for the guy. You wouldn't be allowed to drink it. So we and other of our type of Hashkafas would allow it for that reason. And I'll, just before I finish, I just want to tell you, Chacham Soloman says that the Ikra Din is like that. He says, yeah, the people have what to be samachan, and because the Ikra Din is like that, he says, but you should know. you should know. This whole Isser came because it could lead to chasnas. He says, and unfortunately, we've seen all the problems that have come out from people drinking together. All this, that exactly what is usher either from the chachamim or from people. All exactly this kind of problem that leads to chasnas, we've seen it ourselves that it happens. He says, so a Baal Nefesh should be careful and should not be saying the chagam that the din, ikar din is like this, and the mimic is to be maker only by Sheikha Tvarim. He says, Lamaisa, we see all kinds of things that have gone wrong from it. Which we're hearing the echoes of what the Rashba said. The Rashba said that since this issue came from people, you should be more machbir than the letter of the law really is. And the Chacham says that it would be a smart thing to follow like what the Machbir said.